Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, and this is Minding Your Money 360, news, perspectives, and real-world answers to manage your money for success. Today on MYM 360, how to avoid self-defeating behaviors. We all know that sometimes we really are our own worst enemy. We don't necessarily need others to help us. As the song goes, I can do bad all by myself. As a result, we can sometimes find ourselves in a pickle of our own making. And so you always need to be on guard or on the lookout for self-defeating behavior traps that you may be falling into. In many cases, they are easy to fall into because they have a certain logic about them. And the more educated you are, it seems the more logical you can make them sound. Here are three common self-defeating behaviors to be on the lookout for. Number one, counting on future earnings to pay present debt. We all expect to earn more money in the future, so the self-defeating behavior here is that we trick ourselves into believing that the debt we rack up today doesn't matter that much because we can take care of it in the future when we're earning more money. The problem is, if you don't change your spending habits now, a bigger paycheck will only lead to bigger wants and needs, and you'll end up with even more debt in the future. Number two, using feelings versus reality to make spending decisions. Emotional spending can get you into a lot of trouble. One of the best ways to keep yourself firmly planted in reality is to plan your spending based on your priorities. Creating a budget that includes mad money that you can spend any way you like and money for your goals, as well as household expenses, is a great way to create flexibility in your budget and stay on track. And finally, number three, trying to keep up with the Joneses. Sometimes having more stuff than someone else is about winning or being better, feeling that you deserve to have whatever you want because you work so hard. And worst case is having stuff tied to your self-worth. Whatever the case, if you can't afford it, or if it comes at the expense of your other goals, you may really want to learn to let it go. And here's a quick note. The Joneses really don't care. These are just a few of the most common self-defeating behaviors. Always be alert and vigilant so that you don't become another victim. On another note, this is the perfect time of the year to do year-end planning or to get those nagging questions answered so you can hit the ground running in 2018. I'm setting up special office hours through December 15th, and if you would like more info, contact me at feedback@mym360.com. And that's it for today. Thanks for listening, and as always, remember that minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth, and this has been Minding Your Money 360. For more information, visit psworth.com/mym360.